power in the name of Jesus. pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
People that are weaklings are people that are not spiritual. They're going to suck the life out of you. Am I talking to anybody? You start hanging with people that are not spiritual warriors. You start hanging around. David has 600 men. When he left that city, he has 600 men around him. Joab, Benadiah, Anadiah, all of those guys was around him. Those guys was warriors too. And guess what? When you go through this journey of life, surround yourself with people that are experienced warriors. People that know how to spiritually, I'm not talking about people that know how to go out there and fight. Anybody can do that. Anybody, come on, child, let's gang up, let's go fight. Anybody can do that. I'm talking about somebody that knows how to pray. I'm talking about someone that knows how to go to God and say, Lord, call. Here's what I'm saying. Somebody that knows how to go to God and call your name. Is there anybody that knows what I'm talking about? Does anybody have people around them like that, that are walking with them? I know that I'm talking to someone this morning. My God, my God. Somebody ought to have some people that will walk with them and say, my friend is down, Lord. I'm talking about some intercessors. Some people that can stand in the gap and say, my friend is down. And if my friend is down, then that means we need your... Surround yourself. Surround yourself with people that will not have a pity party. Don't surround yourself with people that, well, you know, it ain't go like that, and that's just the way it is, and, you know, it, I don't know, thing might not. I don't want those people around me. Those people are not strong enough to be with me because they are not on the level. Am I talking to anyone this morning? You are over here, and they are there. They are still walking in the world, and you are on a spirit, whole another spiritual level. Baby, I need somebody that can go to God and talk to him. I had a friend the other day. He and I was talking, and he said, man, I was telling him some things that was going on. He said, Turner, man, he said, I went to God last night and called your name. Does anybody have people around them that will go to God and call their name? Talk back to them, if you will. There are some people that you ought to you should have around you that can go to God and talk to God and say, Lord, listen, this person is causing, this spiritual wickedness in high places is causing my friend a lot of discomfort. This thing is causing my friend to cry at night. This thing is calling, and Lord, let me tell you, I need you to open up the lion's mouth. Am I talking to anyone this morning? I need you to work on their behalf. I need you to turn their situation around, Because when you turn their situation around, guess what? I'm going to shout along with them, because if God does it for my friend, surely, surely he'll do it for me. So you have to surround. See, a spiritual warrior does not surround themselves with people that don't know how to have a relationship with God. Am I talking to anyone? A spiritual warrior has people around them that's got on just as much pieces of armor as they have on. Boy, when that satanic spirit come up, get ready to come, that satanic spirit says, whoa, I'm not just fighting with this joker here. Are you with me yet? That demon goes back to Satan and says, hold up, you didn't tell me when you sent me out at her, you assigned me to just get her, but that joker got a whole lot of help. That joker got a whole lot of help. I need some more people. You see, you have to understand that when you surround yourself with warriors just like you are, they know the game. They know what you feel. They know what you're going. They know your needs. You don't have to sit down and cry to your needs to them. They already know it. They already know. They said, listen, they have a strategy and they can help you. Are you with me yet? They're going to give you some scripture that will help you. They will remind you of the goodness. Am I talking to anyone this morning? They will remind you of the goodness of God. They'll remind you of his, you mean you right there. They'll remind you of his promises. They'll say, look, man, get up. Stand on his promises. Stand. Well, baby, I've done all that I can do. That's all God needs you to do. Is just stand. After you've done all that you can do, watch this. David, watch this. King David, I like King David, because King David knew how to surround himself with folk that knew how to fight. They, listen, he surrounded himself with 600 men, but they slaughtered thousands. Are you with me yet? It's not how many of y'all it is. It's how spiritually powerful you are. Am I talking to anyone? I know. Everybody said, well, man, don't be a part of no clique. That's a clique that I'm going to be a part of. They can get mad. They always, every time you see one, you see the other one. Yep, that's the way it's supposed to be. Because this joker here know how to fight. Just like I know how to fight. Are you with me yet? You see one, you see the other one. Yep, that's the way that this goes. I got a joker in the front. I got a joker in, are you with me yet? If I just have to have four friends, am I talking to anybody? Come here. I want to give you a witness of a man that had four good friends. That was a man that couldn't walk. The man couldn't walk, couldn't do anything for himself. He was laying down. At least he had four friends that put him on a bed. Got into, are y'all with me yet? Y'all read your Bible sometimes. Got into Jesus when they couldn't get him in the front door. They couldn't get him in the back door. They didn't give up. Have some folk around you that just will not. Am I talking to anyone this morning? They said, we can't get you in the front door, we can't get you in the back door, but those people took the man up on the roof. Somebody said, by any means necessary. See, you need to be able to get your friend to the Lord. By any means necessary. I wish I had three believers. I'd trick a joker to church. Man, they're having a big feeding at church today. Get here, he don't smell no chicken. Doesn't smell any pork chop. I know I'm making somebody hungry. He said, man, I thought they had some food here. Didn't you hear the preacher preach? He gave you a full course meal. Are y'all with me? Didn't you hear the choir sing? Yeah. Didn't you hear the preacher preach? Yeah. Didn't you get the benediction? You got a full-course meal and dessert. Have some people surround yourself first, and being an experienced warrior, you have to sacrifice. Somebody say sacrifice. Somebody say surround. But then also you have to see. Somebody say see. You have to see. You have to see the goodness of everything that God has placed in your life. See, you have to see the good in every situation. Yes, yes. Am I talking to anyone this morning? Yes. See, an experienced warrior will see the goodness of God. I kept wondering why in 1 Thessalonians that Paul tells the Thessalonians to give thanks in everything. Yes. Y'all read your Bible sometime, don't you? He says, give thanks in everything. That sometimes can be very difficult to do, and it is an impossibility to do it when you're not in the spirit. Am I talking to anyone this morning? When you are not in the spirit and you are in trouble or you are in a dire situation, that is impossible to do. Okay, let me put it like this then. When your outcome is way bigger than your income, when things are pressing, and here you get the 1 Thessalonians in your Bible, and Paul say, your health is bad. Your money, I'm talking about things, one thing has happened after the other. And it seems like the more you pray, the worse it gets. And here Paul says, that almost seems ludicrous. That almost, I know that I'm talking to somebody, that almost seems asinine. Here I am, lost my job, haven't done anything, got bills that I was already a bit behind on, and God, in His Word, says, y'all going with me? I opened the Bible up to go and find something that would possibly comfort me in this situation, because the pastor at the church has told me that when I need a word, to go in the Bible. And here I scroll up on this. Money down, bills are due, job is gone, disappointed in life. Yes. Heart is broken. Am I talking to anybody? Yes. And here I read. Yes. Y'all gonna get with me. Yes. I got tears in my eyes. Yes. Here Joker Hills had lied, and I've lost something because of the lie. Here's someone who has scandalized your name. I'm talking about without any hesitation. Here's someone who has disappointed you in life. I've lost someone that I love dearly, and God in His Word tells me to. That don't even make sense. That doesn't even make sense with what's going on in my life, with what I'm facing, with what I'm dealing with. Here my child is in jail. Here's my child in a bed. Here's my child is on drugs. I know that I'm talking to someone this morning. Here's my child. Everybody else's child doing right. And here's my child here on drugs. I know my poor little mother. Lord, help Julia. Here is everybody else's child doing right and my child. And here I read in the Bible to... Give thanks in everything. That's the part everybody will leave out. It seems crazy for me to go on my job with these problems and to go on my job and say, praise the Lord, and not be fake and fictitious about it. Do I have any belief? See, you know, we as people, we are good actors. we could be Academy Award winners. We could be going through stuff and going, y'all with me yet? Y'all know how we are. We've done it so well so many times. We can go somewhere and somebody say, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm praising the Lord, and be torn up. An experienced, now watch this, here's an experienced warrior. An experienced warrior starts to see the good in everything. Watch this, because favor don't always look like favor. That's your cue right there. That's your cue right there. That's your cue to shout if you want to miss. That's it right there. You see, you have to understand, as an experienced warrior, here is King David. His son has killed his other son, has come back, taken his castle, and ran him out in the wilderness. That doesn't look like favor to me. But favor don't always look like favor. Favor in your life. Here's Joseph. Joseph, in chapter 37, gets thrown into the pit. In chapter 40, he gets ran and thrown in jail. But in chapter 50, he said, what you meant for evil. Somebody's not getting it yet. Favor didn't look like favor to me in chapter 37. See, in chapter 37 of your life, favor didn't look like it was favor. Can I help you? And then it's time for me to go. Where's Jeffrey at? Let's get ready to go. In chapter 50, and let me tell you why favor doesn't look like favor. Because in Isaiah 55, woo, here's where you ought to shout at. God says, my way. Can I paraphrase it? My way ain't your way. My thoughts are high. What you deem as favor, what you think is favor, the good little thing that happened in your life, though, that's not really, are you with me? Yes, that's really great. But some of the things that helped, that made you cry, some of the things that made you get worse, that's favor. Why? Because he said, going through it all, I had my hands on you. All of, are you with me yet? When you cried, I had my hands on you. When you were in the pit, I had my hands on you. When you were in the prison of depression, I had my hands on you. When you were down, I had my hands on you. When you were unemployed, I had my hands on you. When you were sick, I had my hands on you. When you was on the surgery, are you with me yet? So I was with you all of the time. You see, an experienced warrior can go in and say, wait a minute, I'm in chapter 37, but there's going to be a chapter 50. That's why I can give thanks in the midst. Are you with me yet? When you get into the midst of the situation, now when you're an experienced warrior, you can go on your job and they say, how's everything? You say, oh, I know it's all right now. You see, there's a song that Jones and them used to sing that I loved. It said, everything is gonna be all right. Everything is gonna be all right. And then you can hit them children and say, hang on in there. Your friends gonna be around and they're gonna say, baby, don't worry about it. Just hang on in there. Do I have anybody that know what I'm talking about? An experienced warrior knows how to hang on. God bless you and God keep you as our prayer. Come on, if you love the Lord, give him a hand clap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shoot, y'all don't want to give him no praise. I will. Hallelujah. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm an experienced warrior. I know how to deal with this thing now. I know how to. I know how to sacrifice. I know how to surround myself. And I know how to see the good. Maybe there is someone here who has never accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
Here at Christian Love Baptist Church, we'd like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard, next door to the Christian Love Baptist Church. You're welcome to join our fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment. Need a place for a wedding reception, family reunion, or conference space? Well, look no further than the Christian Love Family Life Center. We can meet all your needs with the latest audio and video equipment. For more information, contact Miss Patsy at 318-709-8116. Or Miss Linda Johnson at 770-371-3466.
When you experience the loss of a loved one and you need to select a funeral home, Robinson Family Mortuary is that funeral home. Robinson Family Mortuary is locally owned and operated in the city of Pineville, Louisiana. Robinson Family Mortuary serves the entire community of Central Louisiana and surrounding parishes, including Natchitoches, Avoyelles, Grant, Wynn, Allen, and throughout the entire state. Robinson Family Mortuary is staffed with over 40 years of tender loving care and experience. Robinson Family Mortuary offers cremation, floral arrangements, headstones, and catering for your repast. For information regarding any of our services, please feel free to contact Dolores or Tyrone at 318-442-7300. That's 318-442-7300. Robinson Family Mortuary. A family serving families.
Robinson Family Mortuary is now located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. Hours of operation are from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.